Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
I know.
Like the dew in the morning.
Like the dew in the morning. It's sitting on the roses?
It's a little chilly.
Love will come and take you home.
Take you home?
What?
Yay, yay.
Wow. And you heard it right. It's Throwback Thursday. I'm D.R. Reese. Thank you for joining me. That's K-Mac. Thank you for joining him. And it's Pam Thompson-Smith. Thank you for joining her. The Sports Shop is all here. And we rock with D.C. behind the glass, as well as K.C. and JoJo. Behind the glass, we are all here trying to make it happen.
KC,
oh, he be hiding. Man.
Hey, yes.
What's up, KC?
KC,
it's Verena.
KV,
hey, all day KC like that Verena or that Fuqua.
He giving y'all that look.
He resembles that remark.
Oh man, wow, man. You know, it's interesting. Like some nights we have a lot going on in sports. Some nights we have not so much. But last night, I was kind of locked into the NBA. You know, because my Lakers, my former Lakers, how do you, you know, I used to be girlfriend, the Lakers.
Traitor.
Well, I'm not a traitor. Yes.
No.
She's your ex.
She's
now.
My ex. Well, you know, right now.
But you still paying attention. We
have a on a break.
There you go. You know what?
You're on a break.
That's a good point. Pam, when somebody says take a break, what does that mean?
Oh, wow. That means we done.
I mean, are you done or done?
We done.
But see, we're just done. We're not done. We just, because we get that very volatile relationship. We go back and forth all the time. So.
Right.
Well, when are you done, Ree?
After the back and forth
said,
hurts
dad,
you too
my
much.
My dad made rest in peace. He said, it ain't over. It's my dad that said this several years ago. I was going to the stuff. Said, son, it's not over until she says it's over. I said, okay, there it is.
That is it.
Look, from God, trust me what I tell you. Yeah. That's exactly how it works.
No, that's
Daddy
why it works.
Was smart. That's okay. Smart.
And then over to she says over.
Because even if you done, you may think you out there doing that. And I was like, why are you tripping? That was right. I thought we were done.
Yeah.
I didn't say, hold on.
Right.
All of a sudden, we're not done.
It's not until she says she's done.
So until the Lakers say they're done with me, then I guess I'm still in there.
You're in there.
No, I'm going to disagree with that. We done with
you. Oh. So you still with them?
You can't go back and forth too
much. I've been with the Lakers. I never left.
Well, the problem is that it's two players. What?
I never left.
And I can tolerate LeBron, left. But that the other guy named AD, I just can't deal with it. I just can't deal
you
with
don't
it.
Don't like him.
I mean, you know, it's like it's
so,
like.
Brother,
I mean, I just can't do it.
So they've still people are still trying to convince me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis is still worth all of that hype that took place when Anthony Davis is leaving. Anthony Davis, where would he land?
Yes.
Where is he going?
Where is it, New Orleans?
Yeah. And I said, he's still the softest cookie in the jar.
Oh, no. Not the softest.
Toilet tissue, we call it.
The softest cookie in the jar.
And the thing is,
what do you want, a cookie?
What kills me is he's one of the best five players on the planet. I started thinking about that. I was like.
But now, unless you're on your own planet. You know what I mean? If you watch a Kyrie vision.
That's right.
You're on your own planet.
That's right. So maybe check with Kyrie. But let me tell you, it was an interesting game. They played against the defending world champions, Milwaukee Bucks. And Giannis
just
got busy last night, man. 47 points, 9 rebounds. Then, of course, Westbrook, who I do like Russell Westbrook. Let me just preface this whole conversation. I'm not sure he's a good fit for the Lakers.
Who?
Westbrook.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Why?
You hate like that?
I'm not hating. I'm just you know how it is. Sometimes
you
it's not
like that.
Sometimes it's what's good for you may not be good for me.
Oh.
I mean,
so he Halle Berry fine.
He fine.
Yeah. No, he Halle Berry fine. Now you at well ask David Justice. He may have a different conversation about Halle Berry. I'm just saying.
And the list goes
right,
on.
And the list
don't
goes
stop on. There.
I know, hell, we ain't got but a few hours.
Yeah, don't stop
I'm
there.
I'm just keeping the buck.
As I was once told, everything ain't for everybody.
I mean, you know what I'm saying, David? You ask me. You can have that. Wait a minute.
Eric Burnett.
I mean, it goes on and on.
So Westbrook is
that fine.
Yeah, that's right.
But he ain't that fine.
He ain't that fine.
I mean, he ain't that fine.
But he ain't that fine.
I got it. All right. So he's a great guy, great player, wonderful player.
Yep.
I mean, I feel really bad because I just think there's a place for everyone.
It is.
You know what I mean? There's a place for everyone. Why are you laughing?
Because when you
why can't I say that?
When you say that, it just don't seem real. It's just fake.
It's shaky. It's shady tree.
It's just fake. There is a place for everyone.
Why can't I say that?
There's somebody for everyone. But right? When you say it, it just doesn't feel sincere.
You know what?
Because you're not mad about it. You're just emotional.
You know what? I'm trying to figure out why am I being attacked at 7 a.m.?
I mean, because you deserve it, all of it.
See, I guess I am being attacked. I guess, look at DC.
Yeah, pretty much.
Put it down.
I'm just trying to figure out why can't Westbrook. So, had a long talk with a therapist yesterday. Wasn't mine, but it was a therapist. And I asked about the Kyrie, effect.
Right.
And I think this applies to Westbrook as well. I'm just trying to figure out why it is that certain people just can't fit in.
Right.
And it's not to say that you have to fit a certain mold all the time, but why can't you figure out how to bring your talents to everybody else's talents and make it work?
Because it's a lot easier for you to fit in with them versus 12 guys trying to fit in with you.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talented.
Yeah.
You're great.
Exactly.
It's awesome.
I mean, you have skills beyond measure. But why can't we figure out how to get those skills to mesh with other great, talented, skilled players?
Right. I mean,
I'm just disappointed.
Then that's that. Then, no.
Be like Dwight Howard.
Yeah, that's true.
Steal money.
Oh. But he fits in. They don't have to. Fit in with him. But again,
he's a chameleon.
Exactly right.
Where is this going?
Right. Well, the thing is,
you worried about it for? Something you need to hide? Something you're doing?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
So you want to share with the
No. So you want to share with the class?
So you want to share with the class?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Right. Keep going.
All right, keep moving.
Speaking of keep going, Anthony Davis, he was playing last night. I mentioned him earlier. I mean, he's one of the best five players on the planet. Yeah, 18 points, 9 rebounds.
He's playing.
And of course, they lost. Like, this is the third or fourth loss in a row. 109 to 102 to the Bucks. But There's hope on the horizon because LeBron James.
Yes, LeBron's he gonna say, I'm back.
God, please don't let him do that.
Boy, you say that.
Please don't let him do that.
No, if he does that, people are like, what? What are you doing?
LeBron, your time is, go hang out with your boy and Adele.
But which is still a strange thing with Rich Paul and Adele. But
why are you hating on that relationship, man?
I'm not hating on it. It's just... You know how
you got to ruin other people's happiness.
Right.
There it is. Uh-huh.
DC, that's
because they're not on a break.
They're not on a break.
Bruh.
He acknowledges how he feels.
Yeah, champ.
Well, you know. Okay. DC, nobody asked you a damn thing.
Put it down.
They're not on a break.
They doing well.
But you know, when you see people like, huh? It's just.
Is it because she's taller than
you? Like 50 and Vivica Fox. You like.
They should have stayed together, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, you didn't think that was dope?
No.
They should have stayed. I put it this way.
What's that?
I think she's rethinking it.
That part.
That part. It's just, you know.
Yeah, he only was worth about $5 million.
Maybe it's just me.
He's worth about $800 now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Should have kept him.
Yeah. But anyway, LeBron is coming back. Yes. Maybe it's 50-50 chance he's coming
back. What's wrong with him?
I really don't really care when he comes back.
Anybody know what's wrong with him?
What was it? It was a...
An ankle?
No, it's a stomach muscle, I think he pulled.
Oh, it's so long, we forgot.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's been a minute.
All right.
But let me tell you something. I'm not sure why
it's an abdominal strain.
Yeah. I'm not sure why we spend all this time on the Lakers and the Bucks because the team that's playing great basketball right now is my Charlotte Hornets.
My Charlotte.
That's right. Seriously, though, a lot of times, how many times we've been on this show over the years, we'd be killing Fred.
You know, Charlotte Hornets.
Fred Whitfield, who's a friend of the show, and Mike and all them, about, the plan. the strategy. I mean, he used to come out every morning.
I stopped asking.
I mean, every season. We used to bring Fred on.
I don't even ask anymore.
We used to bring Fred on in the beginning of every season.
I don't know what
the plan. He had something about the plan. They got a plan.
I stopped asking about the plan.
Then by February, the plan is deal dead. I mean, it's over.
It's gone.
Gone. But I'll tell you, though, there's some good things going on in Charlotte right now. With LaMelo Ball and Miles Bridges. And I'm telling you, they defeated the Wizards last night, 97-87. By the way, the Wizards are playing great basketball.
Come on.
The Wizards, let me tell you, the Wizards playing so good that they upped the GM's, they extended his extension.
Yeah.
A contract extension to like 5-6 years. He said, you can do this. Lord knows what you do with five more years.
Because they can't trap anybody else into that job.
Oh, okay. Well, it's working.
The Wizards? Mm-hmm. That's where you going?
Hey.
That's where he's going.
They was 10 and, they was like, I think 10-3 or something like that. I mean, they had a great record, man, coming in. So that meant that this win by the Hornets is so much more significant because of that.
I need to put it down before you tell what's about to happen.
That's your choice. Also, come out of the category, does anybody really care? Zion Williamson is approved for 1-on-1 drills.
What do you mean? Why does anybody care?
Of course, K-Mac cares.
Yeah, why would people not care?
Think about it, though.
Why would people not care?
Because I forgot about him. Think about it. When the last time you talked about Zion Williamson?
The other day when I saw a picture.
Oh, okay. All right.
Months ago.
They were going back and forth talking about, you know, how he workout routine and, you know, transforming his body.
But it's breaking news.
We should say transition because he ain't transformed nothing yet. Because he ain't transformed nothing yet.
It's like, no, we have to get a report that he's now approved for 1-on-1 drills.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's 1-on-1 drills.
Right.
I mean, you gotta do something to sell tickets.
Yeah, I guess.
What other reason would you buy a ticket to go see that?
Yeah, that's probably true. Now Clay Thompson, on the other hand, is approved for is cleared for 5-on-5 drills.
Now that's a team that's going to the finals.
Yeah.
See.
And you know what? I must admit, yesterday, pal, you wasn't here, but We brought up a question. I think we did a poll. I think we're going to get results of that.
You trying to tell you I was right, Ben.
But no. But first of all, don't be prisoners of the damn moment. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, Ben.
All right. So the question we brought up yesterday, and DC going to give us the results of the poll we had yesterday, is who's the best player in the NBA right now? What? And right now, you know what? Right now is the opposite phrase of that because I was thinking about, you know, overall, like – body of work.
Can I get a point of clarification on the post, sir?
Yes, please.
So I think he's trying to change the narrative just slightly.
He said
he's the best player in the NBA right now.
Yeah.
Right. Was that actually the debate as of yesterday?
Yeah. The question was right now. I believe actually Reese said, I'm not talking about, you know, body of work in the past. Talking about right now.
But I got you.
If you will, Dennis, give us the results of what went down yesterday.
We had the option of people could write in votes if they wanted to.
Okay.
So we did throw that out there. But is it Steph Curry, is it Kevin Durant, or is it Giannis? Of the votes that we had, 2/3 of the people said Steph Curry.
That's my vote, Steph Curry.
Giannis came in second.
Fix your face.
Durant was third. There was a write-in vote for Luka Doncic.
Fix your face.
But first of all, I bet you if we were to do that same poll today, based on how Giannis played last
night. Oh, hell no.
Who did you
he showed me
the
nothing
top?
Last night.
Huh?
Who's your top three?
Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Never mind. Kevin Durant to him is like Pablo Banchero, like a Greek god or something. He just forgets about, you know, the reality of what's really taking place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just looking at just.
Can you honestly say that Steph is the best player in the league? And the best player, now, the best player in the NBA right now. Can you
best player, absolutely.
He's performing right now, 50 points.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right. If I'm not mistaken, is he the same age or older than Kevin Durant?
I think he's older. I think he's older, like a couple years.
Yeah.
Steph's like 33. Durant got to be like 31, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that, but we'll find that out. So, okay.
Durant is 33.
And
Steph is 33.
And Steph is also 33.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right, let's go
Kevin,
ahead.
Kevin, KD was born a few months after.
Which team has Steph. Kevin Durant, since he's the best player?
And see, James Harden is 32.
Excuse me, K-Mac. You were saying?
Which team has Kevin Durant put on his back and led to an NBA championship?
And led to an NBA championship by Golden State. Two-time. Wait. You can pack up and leave if you want to.
No.
Here's my point, though. By the way, I'm going to damn door for it.
Oh, my God.
You can leave.
You have got to be kidding me.
Oh, K-Mac.
Man, we ain't gonna argue in front of all these people on this not today. I'm just telling you.
Somebody out there, listen, can you Google something for me?
Yeah.
Who was the Finals MVP?
What?
Twice. I'm asking you a question.
That doesn't make you the best player. That doesn't make you the best player.
It says a lot about your contribution.
Yes, he's talented.
To the final, K-Mac.
But he ain't putting no team on his back and led him to consistency.
Then on top of that, Brooklyn would have been in the finals last year if he wore a size 12 shoe versus 13, because remember his foot was on the line.
And at that point,
that play was maybe ended up being a two-point versus three-point.
Maybe I would give it more consideration if that happened. But since he doesn't have that on his resume, no.
The only thing I'm saying is that
you can't
two-time NBA Finals MVP. I didn't vote. So don't be blaming me. I'm just saying.
What does the poll say?
Two-time Finals MVP.
Yep.
Right now, you telling me that he's led his team more times into the finals than Steph Curry has?
He has not. You asked me a question.
Who's
put their team on their back to win the championship? And I gave you an answer. So I'll wait.
Steph's done it more than he has.
They've won three championships. KD was part of two of those championships, okay?
Right, listen.
I rest back.
Come on, man.
I mean, yeah. Go ahead and plug back in, because you know you ain't going nowhere.
No, because I can't let you do this. I can't let you pollute the airways with this foolishness.
I'm not polluting the airways. I'm speaking the truth. You asked me a question, I gave you an answer.
He has not.
You asked me a question,
but he has not
an
done that.
You can be an independent here. So if you played in three finals together, you know, you and another player, you and me playing the finals together, and
you're gonna play in two, right? With Steph.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Fine. Played in two. Yeah. Okay. That's a good point. You played in two
finals. Which means they were with Steph.
Well, no. Didn't he get hurt in one? Okay. Anyway, you played in two finals.
I looked that one up.
With Steph. And he won MVP both times. Who do you think carried that team? Who do you think was the most valuable? Actually, say he's the most valuable player.
Right. Yeah,
I agree.
The MVP.
And I think the year before KD got there, I could be wrong.
I like this.
The year before KD got there, they lost to Cleveland.
I think so.
Then KD showed up, they won two back to back.
Yeah.
I may be wrong, but anyway.
But they won two before then, right?
No, they don't.
One before then.
Right.
Without KD.
Of course. And he carried.
How many KD got without Steph?
How many Steph got without KD?
He got one.
Yeah.
One.
But he got a zero.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. You can't just discount that.
The reason they won that championship.
You can't discount that.
Was Kevin Durant, and that's why I got MVP. That's my argument. You can argue
and that makes
on.
Him the best.
And there's three other reasons why they won.
I mean,
what are those?
One
three
is
reasons?
That Pepsi Zero Sugar, the Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Mm-hmm. That other one is that they had the official sports apparel, the sports shop, which is Under Armour.
And this one right here, this is what did it.
Kept them right and kept them tight all night. That's what happened.
Get it right, get it tight. Call a park, Bubba Sparks, Yin Yang Twins.
Went to Louisville, did win a national championship.
Oh, look at that! LaMelo, come on, Frenches, again!
A lot of stuff happening in Charlotte.
Absolutely.
Including some big-time action at Bank of America Stadium this Sunday.
That's right.
The Washington football team coming into town. Woo. Gotta love it.
Let's go.
Homecoming for Ron Rivera. Homecoming for Cam Newton. You actually can win some tickets today.
Wow. Let's do it.
Listen to the OG from 3 to 6 over on 99.9 The Fan. Get a chance to win a pair of tickets to head down to Bank of America Stadium this Sunday.
Man, did you realize that the Wolfpack was in action last night, men's basketball team?
Say what?
The NC State Wolfpack.
What network?
Great question. Let me Google that and find out. I'm gonna get back to you. We're gonna talk about that game, and plus, this is crazy. If you got $500,000, you can see Coach K's last basketball game in Cameron against my Heels. $500,000.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Yeah, because men can't have female friends.
Ever
in the history of life.
Hell, we damn near can't have coworkers.
They neighbors, can't sit too close to you. Am I
neighbors,
6 feet?
Hold on, let me check.
Right.
You get in trouble. Just I got to slide up.
Present company included. That's what I'm saying. Let's go.
You too.
What happened?
Trouble. Stay over there.
Call them trouble.
Stay over there. I want to talk to you.
That's what the T is for.
That's unfortunate. Well, hold on. That explains a lot. You know that?
It really does.
Because guess who else? Guess who else's name is T?
There we go.
That one over there. T.
Hey, as she was saying that, I said, that's T too.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. The Sports Show, Reese and K-Mac. That is the Earl Reese.
What it do, what it do.
I am the K-Mac1, and we are the Sports Shop. One, because we're never, ever number two. We rocking out on this Throwback Thursday. It's Thoughtful Thursday. Think about it, Thursday, with the one and only Pam Thompson Smith. How you doing, Pamela?
Pamela, I'm doing great. How are you?
Pamela?
Kevin?
Oh, wow.
Government Day.
Government Day Thursday.
Be quiet, Travis.
Matter of fact, for the rest of the show, we'll call each other by our middle name. Mr. Bernard over there. What's your middle name, pal?
No, don't nobody know that one.
just stay with Thompson.
No. She was like a middle name.
You know
she
what?
Like a middle, what's your middle name, pal?
It's gone. It's been gone.
Let me get on Wikipedia right now.
I know. Pal, what's your middle name?
Thompson.
Trouble.
No, that's not it.
Don't make me call in a favor.
I will never tell.
She'll tell me. I'm going to text your people.
It's probably
tell
something like Annabelle. Something
they'll,
like that.
They'll tell it.
Remember where I'm from.
That's what I'm saying. It's something like Annabelle. Pam,
it's definitely
Annabelle
one
Thompson
of them Creek-isms.
Gertrude.
Hold on. Is that Gertrude?
It's not Gertrude. Absolutely not.
Okay, I got it. Mildred.
No. It's Pamela Thompson Smith. Okay.
Pamela Mildred Thompson.
Reese.
Go with that one.
Reese. Mildred.
Mildred.
With some emphasis on it.
Okay.
We got Kev behind the glass. What up, Kev?
What's going on? What's
KD
going on? Kicking it with the Sports Shop. It don't get no better than this.
Whoa. He don't even know yet.
He don't even know yet. That's what you think. I'm going to tell you. We're going to let you know right now.
We're going to take it to a whole
We're going to take it to a whole. What's your middle name, Kev?
Yeah.
I'm not telling you.
No, I'm not telling you.
Come on, K-Dub. Don't be like that, K-Dub. It's okay. It's all right. We hanging out with Mildred this morning.
Mildred.
Oh, my God.
You better tell us.
Oh, my God.
It must be worse than Mildred.
It is.
Wow.
I'm trying to think what would be worse than Mildred.
Me too. Gertrude, Mildred.
That's your homework assignment.
No, that's okay. I'll pass. Anyway, we rocking out this morning. We having ourselves a good time. We got a poll question up for today. Do we have a poll question today?
Well, we got results from yesterday.
Yeah. The poll that you lost? Huh?
Here we go.
I'm just asking. Kev, do we have a poll question for today?
Yeah. So, well, results from yesterday.
Yeah.
Who's the best player in the NBA right now?
Right now,
Steph
of course.
Curry,
that's Reece slipping that
Kevin Durant, or Giannis?
Okay.
66% on K-Mac's side with Steph Curry, 18% with Giannis, 14% with Kevin Durant.
But see,
I'm with you, Reese, though.
Thank you.
What?
K-Dub.
Man, what you talking about? Man, I got shoes on you. Man, what you talking about? Man, what you talking about?
Look, I was letting y'all ride last hour.
Come with it, kid.
What you got there?
As far as the finals MVPs, I mean, it was clear. Kevin Durant joined the squad or whatever, but it was clear from day one he was the best player on
Thank you, man. See, I got such a bullet. Mike and Kerry.
Oh, my God.
My man, I like that guy.
Kev. You don't have to co-sign Reese to stay here. Man, it's okay, bro. You in now. You already in. You good? Bro, you good. Look, this is like a boardroom. Look, as long as you got 2/3 vote, you good.
You're good.
You see what I'm saying?
I'll keep that in mind. I'm also a Carolina fan while we're here.
Ooh.
I'm not really big on the Wolfpack or the Blue Devils.
My man,
so, you fit in great.
So, you fit in good.
Yes.
So let's.
You are outnumbered, K-Man.
And I know even though
you got a Carolina Blue shirt on, by the way.
Hey.
Matter of fact,
most people don't see
it. Go to WILSportsFan.com. Click on watch now, and you can watch us right now.
That's right.
It's so sad when I go to my, because this is my color palette, right? This is in my color wheel.
That's your color palette.
Oh, this is my color.
Carolina Blue.
It's my color. That,
you see what I've been dealing with for 10 damn years? That's in his color.
The
bad part about it, we're so much alike in a lot of ways.
Y'all understand your color palette.
I mean, what he said, I'm like, he's right. He's perfect.
You are a perfect match. You guys are a perfect match.
I love this guy.
Good, but damn, match. You should have brought your ass on. That was the song say.
Right.
All right, Kay, so let's deal with this affliction you have. So this Carolina thing. So did it start early? Was it handed down to you? Did you catch
Good
it
question.
When you were on your way to Greensboro one day? How did it happen to you?
Honestly, that's a really good question. Yeah. I don't actually know where it started.
Okay, so it's not your
being
fault.
Young,
right, right.
Watching a Carolina and Duke game.
Right,
I think
right.
They lost to, like, Chris Duhon, and right. Being in tears. I'm like 7 years old.
Wait, first of all, hold up.
That was real.
What you just said scares the hell out of me.
I knew that was coming.
Chris Duhon.
I knew that was coming.
Which, I mean, like.
I got shoes older than him.
Then he was seven. You say he was 7 years old.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
You just became a Carolina fan.
Yeah, at that point, like I said, but all I remember, that's my first memory of being upset that Carolina lost. Yeah,
okay.
And so from there, I was like, okay, I guess I'm a Carolina fan. And my favorite color was blue, and the light blue is better than the navy blue. Blah,
yes.
Blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's how we got there.
Yeah, I'm curious, when did you get your license? Yesterday? I mean, this dude here, man.
Here we go.
Were you dropped off this morning?
He said, when you dropped off this morning? When you carpool line or something? Okay, I'm telling you something. I'm going to give you one little piece of advice. You just got to roll with it, brother, because it's going to get worse from here on out.
I understand when you get around the old heads, they start roasting you for being young. So it's cool.
Did you say old heads?
Wow.
You know what? K-Mac.
I like them when they feisty.
I love it.
You know when your kid be coming at you like, what?
And then you like, go. That's pretty good.
Like, that's a good one. You have to turn your head. You want them to see you laugh.
Right.
my youngest one, I just like, whew. Yeah. You way too much like me.
It happens. Yeah, it happens.
Anyway.
So cool.
Now that we worked through that, Kev, welcome to the show, my friend.
Yep.
It's a pleasure having you.
Yeah.
We're going to do great things together. You're going to keep us old heads.
Yeah, all these very old people.
In check.
Because pretty soon I'm still asking you stuff like, what the hell is it with Pop-Tarts? You got to explain that to me.
Yeah, and eating cereal.
And ramen and all this stuff.
Without milk in it.
Yeah, all of that stuff.
I do that.
You got to have a cereal bar, but you can't have an actual cereal.
Right.
So I'm just like, what the hell is wrong with
his mind is spinning so fast here.
Wait, y'all aren't into the whole cereal bars thing?
Okay, moving on.
I've heard of it. We'll get there.
We're talking topic. Let's go.
Yeah.
I ain't messing with this dude.
Oklahoma State and NC State last night.
Yeah.
Let's go Pack.
Or not.
NC State lost last night 74-68. Deron Seaborn had 19 rebounds.
Ten rebounds.
Yeah. I'm going to say that. That don't know, right? And 10 rebounds. So, did you see anybody see it in the game? Because I don't know where they play.
We're
trying to find where they play. Lie.
So shout out to everybody over at the SID's office over at NC State.
Yeah. Right,
everybody over there. Can y'all let us know where we can see the game?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm just saying. Just anywhere. Because I just want to see. Because we're trying to help. I'm still on my campaign to help.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about the rest of you shady blue people. But I'm trying to help. I have great intentions. It's heartfelt. Comes from the heart. Mm-hmm. I want to help. NC State recruit great talent. But last night they lost to Oklahoma State 74-68. It's early in the season. I don't know if there's anything too much to just get crazy about.
They played one of those early season tournaments. So.
Yeah.
Because they played the night before they beat Central Connecticut.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which we realized they're located in Central part of Connecticut. But that's what D.C. told me.
Is that like the Central Piedmont?
I guess so. I don't know.
So, yeah, see, someone did tell me something about Central Piedmont the other day. I said, well, what does that mean?
Yeah, where is that?
I don't know. There's a college somewhere in Central Piedmont.
Central Piedmont, is that near Greensboro or is that near, like, down near Fayetteville? Where's the Piedmont
area? No, that's
area?
The other way.
So, Piedmont area.
Sand Hills is
Fayetteville, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Piedmont.
And Piedmont is Greensboro.
Yeah,
okay.
Area.
Right. Yeah, you grew up here. Don't they teach all this in Bear Creek? Bear Creek?
Asheboro, down that area?
I know exactly where that is.
Okay.
That's not the Piedmont.
Oh, okay. Well, hell, we thought somebody who lives here probably would have said
that's
something.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know that this is quiet.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So you lost, Reese.
I mean, you could lose but still win.
Sometimes you got to lose to win.
Somebody's got to win. Somebody got to lose. Somebody got to play the fool. That's what songs say. So.
Don't play the fool.
Yeah.
Be where you are. Man, it is Throwback Thursday, and we do this each and every Thursday. Today is no different. We throwing it all the way back to 1989 when Pam was a freshman in high school. Sports Shop, Reese came back. What we got? What we got, Kev?
So, yeah, first Throwback Thursday for me. I figured we could go into, since we're on 1989, we could go back to the NFL 1989 draft.
Okay.
All right.
We got four Hall of Famers in the first five picks. Ooh. Pick number one was Troy Aikman. Ooh. How about them Cowboys?
Mm-hmm.
You hold on.
Wait a minute.
Yes, that's my boy.
Are you a Cowboys fan?
I'm 100% a Cowboys
fan. Yes.
See, that was slipped by the screening process right there, K-Man. That was omitted from the resume, obviously.
Yeah, we still got that stack of resume.
Yeah. Yeah, by the fact, we good. We good, brother. Good info. Keep it going.
Keep talking.
Pick number two, I think it's the Green Bay Packers, Tony Mandarich.
Yeah, he was a flop.
Tackle out of Michigan State.
He was a flop.
He was a flop because number three was Barry Sanders.
Oh. Ooh. Green Bay passed on Barry Sanders to get a tackle.
Yeah. But no, he was on Sports Illustrated all over.
I don't give a damn if he was Mr. America. I don't care who he was.
That's a good point.
Wow.
Number four was Derek Thomas, Hall of Fame linebacker.
Yeah. Roll Tide. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. And number five, prime time.
Wait
Deion
a minute.
Sanders.
Mm. Wait a minute. So hold up. 89? That's a hell of a draft there.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
I didn't realize that.
Tony screwed up everybody.
I know. Then you got Tony Mandarich. Yeah.
It was absolutely perfect. I mean, it was like. So who was number six? Just real quick, who was number six?
Number six, Broderick Thomas, linebacker out of Nebraska.
Yeah. Seven.
From Tampa Bay.
Seven.
Seven goes Tim Worley, Pittsburgh, running back out of Georgia.
And by
the way, Tim Worley. Yeah. Okay, I remember him.
Any notables in there you noticed?
Yeah. Well, there's a Hall of Famer down here at pick 20, Steve Atwater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was picked
Arkansas.
20.
Yeah.
Played for Denver for a while. Yeah.
Outside of that, remember now, I was not born in 89.
Right. A lot of these guys. Thank God for Google.
Damn, he killing me right now. Yeah. He said I was
he
not
wasn't
even born.
Born.
So remember, I wasn't even thought of in 1989.
So don't ask me any more questions.
Don't ask no questions.
Oh, God, I'm dying right now. He said I wasn't even born in 89.
Way to go, Kev.
But no, this 89 draft class, it was really good. I think the 2010 draft class with mm-hmm. J.J. Watt and all them might have been better at the end of the day.
Yeah.
The 89 draft class is pretty solid.
Man, but
that's pretty close, though. They only have one, because we've had some years we've gone back to, they all were busts.
Top five. So you had five in the top 20 mm-hmm. that were Hall of Famers. Hall of Famers. That's incredible. Wow.
All right, what we got for the NBA?
NBA, number one pick, Purvis Ellison. Yeah, Sacramento Kings.
Never was Purvis. They beat Duke, and his NBA career was wild. He wasn't that good.
Yeah. Pick two, Los Angeles Clippers, Danny Ferry out of Duke. Hmm.
So, real quickly, so they were ruining people's lives before.
Yeah, even then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Danny Ferry is actually a big-time executive in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had a great college career. NBA, not so much.
He had a little stumble down in Atlanta when he was a GM.
Oh, yeah, that's true, because he said some stuff, and yeah.
He got caught up.
Yep.
You know.
I agree.
San Antonio Spurs, Sean Elliott. at number nice. Three.
Sean Elliott is strong. Mm-hmm. Played nice. University of Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah, he got a couple good
Pam,
years.
Pam knows some basketball.
Yeah, she knows basketball.
Know basketball.
Yeah.
Just, mm-hmm.
I love basketball.
Six Miami nine, Heat.
Glenn Rice.
Michigan.
Glenn Rice. Speaking of that.
Michigan.
What's interesting about that, that was 89?
89.
That same year they won the national championship.
You remember that, huh? That brings back memories.
Sometimes it takes a while, you know. Repetition. You know, I was thinking about it before I got here. Okay, keep it going.
A couple other notable names down here: B.J. Yeah. Armstrong at 18, Sean Kemp at 17, and Mr. Tim Hardaway at 14.
Wow. Okay.
Wait a minute. Who was number five?
Oh, okay. J.R. Reed.
There we go. Hey, Tar Heel, North Carolina. Hey, it's class for me. Yeah, come on. Don't
Who's
skip
saying the
good
for last?
Ones.
Best for last. Hold on.
Matter of fact, were you in school when J.R. was there?
Yes.
That's right. Pam, did you know J.R.?
She got mad.
Absolutely.
She got mad you looked over a classmate. She got mad you looked over a classmate. Look, don't leave us out.
Don't leave us out. Even though you weren't born in. Please don't leave us out. Wow.
That's pretty much all I got as far as notable names in this draft class.
Really?
I was kind of underwhelmed when I first saw this.
Had to be somebody else.
Vlade Divac. My fault. Hey, Vlade Divac, 26.
So nobody from University of Illinois on that, because they had a hell of a team that year.
Kenny Battle.
Kenny Battle was good. He was
at
good.
27.
Kenny Gill. That's
Kenny Gill.
Marlo.
I'm sorry. Nick Anderson.
Nick Anderson, yeah.
Orlando.
Yeah, because Nick Anderson was pretty good. He just missed those free throws when he was in Orlando, but they were able to beat
what?
Chicago, or whoever, I think it's Chicago. But yeah.
Because BJ
Armstrong.
He was playing with Chicago then?
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
But see, I'm thinking about the Final Four teams. And then Seton Hall had to have a good player on that team, got drafted too. It was Seton Hall, it was Illinois, it was Michigan.
John Morton.
Duke. So those were four Final Four teams. But yeah, I know Illinois, they was undefeated for a long time.
And shout out to NC State, Checky Brown.
What?
43. Wait, Jackie Brown.
Wait a minute.
What number was it?
Hit breaking news.
43. Hey, pick 43. Wait,
hit the breaking news button if you know where it is. So. Hit the breaking news button.
Jackie Brown.
I'm gonna call him right now.
Wait.
Number 43.
In regards to what K-Mac ever thought about Chuckie Brown's game, Chuckie Brown was drafted K-Mac in the NBA draft.
Number 43.
Now all he got to do is win a world title in the NBA.
Oh, he did that, bro.
He did that, too?
He did that, too. Yeah.
Damn. Well, block a shot, then. Block a shot, Chuckie.
Oh, my God.
I love Chuckie, bro. I just give him a hard
We got several said Chuckie in that clip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You, too, were good.
You've been listening to the best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes store.